What do we got?
Let's do it.
Feeling fresh, Lopes?
Yeah, had a couple of good days off, so good session this morning and ready to go again.
What was the vibe like on, you guys all caught up on Saturday, didn't you? Had a bit of a session. What was the vibe like there?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, when you have 3 days off in the middle of the year, it feels like a lot longer. So it's good to refresh a bit. We had a bit of a blowout on Saturday with a harder session, and then today was a bit more skills-based and preparing for Sydney.
Was the coach sterner on Saturday, or was it just like a normal session?
You get the opportunity to do a bit more fitness stuff, so we probably did a bit more of that and a bit more competitive stuff. So, yeah.
And so did he sort of address the group, like Kenny, did he address the group before you guys left or when you came back as to, you know, what to expect and what to sort of build on in the second half of the year?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good chance to sort of look at what we've done so far and where we want to get to. So we went through a lot of the specific stuff of what we need to implement this weekend and going forward.
Can you open up on...
Yeah, well, we talked about really our competitiveness inside and that contested footy and tackling is being the base of any good side. And everyone in the AFL knows that, and it's really what we've got to focus on. We've got to train it well, and we've just got to produce it on game day consistently.
Do there get times on game day where you sort of are aware of things that are going on, but you just can't wonder why, or wondering why they're not happening? Or is it hard to address on the field sometimes?
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes you can watch the vision and it's really easy to see, but when you're out there, you might not pick up on the specifics. Like, you might know you're getting beaten in a contested battle, but you don't know why. So, you know, that's the challenge, to be able to see it out there on game day. But for us, it's about training it well. Training the habits right so that they come out in game day.
Matty, obviously you missed the first few games of the season with the injury. Did that set you back, do you think, in terms of you're just starting now to get your body right, starting to hit the ground? Did that set you back at the start of the year, you think, having to miss those first 3 weeks? And you're a guy that likes to play every week.
Yeah, probably a little bit, but I don't think you can use that as an excuse too much. You know, the really good players can come in straight away and do their job straight away. I think I was able to come in and probably just take a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Do you feel like now your body's at...
Yeah, definitely. Physically, I feel really good. And it's going to be great having Paddy back this week. He trained well today and was jumping around. So it'll be exciting to be out there again together and then see what he can do for the team.
Because for whatever reason, you two just haven't been able to play that many games together. And I know you get asked about it a lot, but you must just want to play 7 or 8 or 9 in a row where you can just work it out together.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we spent so much time in pre-season training together, so really just need that opportunity to play together and see what can happen.
He looked pretty agile, you know, he looked fine out there. He must be itching.
I think he is, yeah. I think he was pretty keen to get back for Carlton, but the fitness staff, as they always are, do the right thing and make sure he's right. So he's keen to go, and it'd be great for me with the chop out on the ruck, and you know, hopefully he can use that agility and speed he's got up forward as well.
And not that he was ever in any doubt to play this week, but Robbie Gray looked fine out there as well.
Yeah, Robbie cracked in. He actually laid a few really big tackles himself, so which was good to see. And yeah, he won't be holding back at all.
I was just going to say with Ryder, did you guys practice anything on the weekend, or how much more focused are you with him coming back into the side? How much does it give a boost to the team?
Yeah, it gives a big boost. We haven't practiced anything specifically. We'll probably do that our last session on Wednesday. You know, we'll look at Sydney and look at their rucks and how we can best work that out. For me, it's a big boost for the midfielders as well, and I'm not sure how much game time he'll play, whether he'll play the whole game or not, but I know when he's out there, he'll have a crack and he'll run around.
Just talking about Sydney, Franklin and Tibbet could be facing time on the sidelines. How good is that you know, you guys get a marquee man back into the side and they lose two of theirs?
Yeah, it is good. I think you can't fall for the trap of, you know, thinking that Sydney are going to go about it any differently. You know, they're a great side, and they'll be the first to say that they don't rely on two players, so you can't fall for that trap, but it's great for us having Paddy back, definitely.
Last time you ran into the Swans, they sort of got hold of you guys a bit. What did you sort of learn from that game? What do you think they've changed going into this weekend?
Yeah, you know, we've always had a lot of respect for Sydney and the way they go about it. The way they play defensively is something we always look at and we'll be focusing on. And also that contested battle inside that I talked about before, that'll always be the focus, I think. And Sydney came out really hard last week against Richmond. And then probably Richmond got on top in the second half in that area.
What'd you get up to on your break?
I went back home to Victoria. I think most of the Victorian boys went back and spent a couple of days chilling out.
Just relaxing.
Yeah.
Pollock was out there today kicking the ball around. How far away do you think Pollock is?
Yeah, he's been buzzing around the last couple of days, so I really don't know how far away we'll be. I suppose his job at the moment is just to stay positive and get ahead of schedule as much as he can. But the doctors will probably be pretty conservative, I think, with him.
And Boakey as well. He was he ran off this morning and just had his feet massaged a little bit. Is there anything going on there, or is he okay?
No idea about that one. He's a bit of a silk Boakey, so don't know what's going on there.
Do you feel the pressure? You're going to win 8 of 10, so it's a big ask, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the biggest cliche in footy, but you can't think any further ahead than the way you go about it this weekend. It will probably be the way we set up the second half of the year, is how we attack it this weekend.
Thanks, Jack.